working. Fantastic.
Well, I'm in San Francisco.
Just coming off the Golden Gate Bridge.
I'm tired.
Man. Ugh. Oh, yeah, I can't believe we fucking finished that thing. I was ready to stop after that that second night. I was like, oh, you know, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. You know, it is what it is. It's fine. People wanted to give it one more go, but I think we went in going like, well, let's give it like 2 hours maybe. You know, we'll know if it's going to happen, if anything's going to be any different within the first couple of hours. And, well, we spent more time with it than I thought. And then I ate at like 10:30, and I was like, well, shit, I gotta go to bed. Like, I stayed up because I didn't want to like immediately eat food and then lay down, because it always sucks. Ate and then did some other stuff for 20 minutes or so, and then went to bed.
Oh, man.
so. Kind of a long day yesterday. Went into the office to handle some stuff, and then went home to do that stream. Tunnels extra backed up, extra going around them.
It is the Lord's Day special. God bless you and yours. How everyone doing today? It's Tuesday, October 3rd. Sorry, got a good show today. I had to start my burps. Whole entertainment news with the one and only, the majestical, the magnificent, the incomparable promoter, manager, and karate expert.
Thank you.
His name is the infamous Amadeus.
That would be me.
But you don't know how to draw.
No, I don't.
But your name sounds like an artist.
I am an artist in a sense.
But
I am
not
an
a
artist,
rap
organizing
artist.
The wings of the world.
Oh,
making
well,
the ball come together.
But you have to draw.
I mean, I could hire somebody to draw.
I
want to
hire somebody.
It's 2017. We can do whatever we want now.
Joe, can you draw like a person or like a bug?
I mean, how well do you want
and
to
no,
draw?
No, but like, you know, draw. Like
if
say,
I drew it, you would know that it was a person.
It yes.
Would be a very good person, but you'd be like, yes, you attempted to draw a person.
Yeah, like, I can draw certain things, like an old graffiti. That's what my name is in graffiti.
I can draw a stick figure.
Let's go.
Put a circle with dots and a little curve and call it a day.
We're not playing Hangman.
We can't do everything.
We're not playing Hangman.
Hangman was a fine game.
It was.
Hangman was a classic game.
That was nice.
Were you? Mm-hmm. So you was out there, what, taking little kids' lunch money? The Hangman?
That's why I got fat during the game. Give me your cookies. Tell my dad. No, man. Fuck that. Oh! Oh, man, it's a sad day. Tom Petty. Well, I'll do a little tribute for a quick tribute to Tom Petty. Tom Petty is the man. I would like to play more Tom Petty, but with all the stuff that goes on Sirius Satellite Radio, they don't want, if you're not hip-hop, you have to be, you know, rock, whatever. We're going to play Tom Petty. They want you to play rap. No, I'm going to play some Tom Petty.
You're going in today.
I'm going in. Free Falling, we going in.
Yo, Free Falling was a fire record.
That's right. We got Name That Sample right after the Tom Petty tribute. We got some giveaways. Some kicks, some hats, some used forks, napkins.
Hey.
You know?
Some dirty toilet tissue.
Shit. What?
It's all the way giving away.
I'm getting all the way lit. And GameStop review with Ben Howard. He's the vice president of programming. And you think you know your hip hop, couple of birthdays. Also, the drunk mix of classic.
Wait, what?
By Lord Siggity. Lord Siggity Seer. Sweet son. And AJ Woody Bob, Hood Entertainment News, HEN. With Infamous is up next.
Kill JC. They'll never love you, you'll never be enough. Let's just keep it real, JC. Fuck JC. I mean, you shot your own brother. How could we know if we can trust JC? And you know better, nigga, I know you do. But you gotta do better, boy, you owe it the blue. You had no father, you had the armor. But you got a daughter, gotta get softer. Die, Jay-Z. This ain't back in the days. You don't need an alibi, Jay-Z. Cry, Jay-Z. We know the pain is real, but you can't heal what you never reveal. What's up, Jay-Z? You know you owe the truth to all the youth that fell in love with Jay-Z. You got people you love, you sold drugs to. You got high in life, that shit drunk you. You walking around like you invincible. You
dropped out of school, you lost your principles. I know people backstab you, I felt that too. But this fuck everybody attitude ain't natural. But you ain't the same, this ain't Kumbaya. But you got hurt cause you did Kumbaya. You gave him 20 million without blinking. He gave you 20 minutes on stage. But
if I can get to the office before that interview takes place, maybe I can just steal the phone and do it instead.
Crazy how life works. You got a knob in your chest. Imagine how a knife hurts. You stabbed on over some records. Your excuse was he was talking too reckless. Let go your ego over your right shoulder. Your left is saying finish your breakfast. You ex-a-launch on. Knowing all along all you had to say you was wrong. You almost went Eric Benet. Let the baddest girl in the world get away. I don't even know what else to say. Nigga, never go Eric Benet. I don't even know what you would have done in the future of the niggas playing football with your son. You would have lost it. 13 bottles of Ace of Spades would have been the Boston. Now, Jay-Z. Bye, Jay-Z.
DJ Wonder presents Animal Status. DJ Wonder haunts the Shade 45 airwaves with 2 hours of musical mayhem.
Wonder, can you save me?
Underground hip hop, horrorcore, death metal. You never know what DJ Wonder will cut up next. Animal Status. Every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. On Shade 45.
Go. What are you doing? Light was fucking green. Whatever this fucking electric car. What, this is like a, is this like a self-driving car test? I think that's what this is. This car with a bunch of shit strapped to the top of it. It's a fucking Bolt. With a bunch of sensors and cameras and shit up on it. So maybe it's mapping shit, but the light was fucking green and it did not automatically turn right. So whoever the fuck's driving it, whether it's a computer or a person. Oh, this car's also full of fucking people. Whatever the fuck's going on here. Yo, when this light changes, you better get the fuck out of here. Because I could have gone.
Go. Yep, that's a self-driving car, not self-driving is what that was. The human had to fucking intervene. All right. The tunnel used to serve as a good indicator. It's like, oh, this is the right time to open this drink. And now that I go around the tunnel, it's all fucking willy-nilly. I don't even know what the fuck's going on. Where am I? Trapped in construction. And they're doing on the far side of the tunnel. This man just said Willy Wonka got a lot of paper.
Willy Wonka, I got flavor. my own neighbors. Willy Wonka, I got flavor. Willy Wonka, I got flavor. Flavor, got flavor, got flavor, got flavor, got flavor, got flavor, like savor. Flavor, got flavor, got flavor, got flavor, got flavor, got blowing blunts in the street, that means that you can carry a certain amount on you and you only get a $75 fine. Right. It's also in New York, it's good, in Boston it's good, and a few other places. Now the question is, when will they do it countrywide?
Depending on this racist world we have, you know, you never know. Maybe it can pass a bill, because after a while, you know, what is this, in D.C. now, right? And in Boston it's legal?
Well, in Boston, if you go to Boston, you can literally blow in the street. Hey, for the most part. Pause.
Okay. Well, legally speaking, you can't blow down the street anywhere.
Like, yeah, you can't, but they're a little more lenient there in Massachusetts.
Like decriminalization versus legalization.
Yeah.
In Massachusetts, what you do have is you've got shops opening up as it just legal, you know, it just went legal, so they're going to be setting up an infrastructure, and you're going to be able to go into shops like in California and Colorado and purchase it.
In Washington,
D.C., you can carry, but there are no shops because you're not allowed to sell it.
And there's a few in the shops in New York. There's one in 14th Street. And actually, when I was driving through Harlem the other day, I saw one in Harlem. 132nd on Lenox Avenue.
Well,
shout out to them.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
So, now 50 Cent is always making headlines, sometimes for music, sometimes for other things. He was a great guest we had. Now, 50 Cent is being sued by a photographer for allegedly stealing pictures and posting them on Instagram. The lawsuit claims that his photos were used by 50 to promote the TV show Power and products like SMS Audio. And the post received over 42,000 likes. So is this a troll, or is he actually suing him?
That's fucked up, man. Leave 50 alone, man. 50 trying to do his thing. 50 got the, you know, the headphones, the directing. I think he should do a movie. He should be a director for most movies coming up. He's a good guy. Leave 50 alone.
I mean, and Donald Trump is making headlines for everything except being the president of the United States. Donald Trump reportedly called Dallas Cowboy owner Jerry Jones four times to make sure the Dallas Cowboys stood before the national anthem. Meanwhile, there's no supplies in Puerto Rico. Meanwhile, Houston is in a load of shit, and here we are.
He landed in Puerto Rico today.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, he landed in Puerto Rico today. I seen it. No one cared. People went on with their lives. People getting free food. They're not worried about him landing. They just look at an old, fat, disgusting school teacher with a hair that looks like old mop in a glow. No one cares about a fat old man that looks like dried peaches. No one cares. I don't want to see him. I'm going to talk about Trump. He's a punk.
He's a wing.
Trump, as you take the tea out, he kicks rum.
I think he gets the Golden Wing Award for today.
Well, that's not Friday, but yeah.
I mean, you get a Golden Wing every day. So every day somebody does something, this wing, and there's always a Golden Wing.
GWA?
Every day. Donald Trump, you get the Golden Wing Award. Now, finally, in less exciting news, the world is mourning the loss of country singer, rock singer, Tom Petty. He died yesterday of cardiac arrest, and we reach out to the family, and
I would like
our
to,
prayers are with them.
I would like to have a drink with him. Even smoke a cigarette. Well, I don't smoke cigarettes, but I would smoke a cigarette with him.
How about a cigar?
Huh? Of course, a cigar. Even weed.
All right, so what are you... So you're sitting down with Tom Petty.
Yes.
What are you drinking with Tom Petty?
I'm drinking something ice cold and no mixture. A Jack and Coke. Gentlemen's.
Gentlemen's Jack and Coke. Gentlemen's Jack and Coke. Gentlemen's Jack and Coke.
Well, no, really. I'm sorry. Gentlemen's Jack and maybe a Jim Beam. Or a Dewar's. Mm-hmm. Maybe a Dewar's. A McCallican 12. Metallic in 12, 15, or maybe 17.
Hey, you're talking that grown talk.
Oh, God, man.
You're talking that real talk there.
You have no choice but to smoke a cigar, kill yourself, and drink whiskey.
Well, rest in peace to Tom Petty.
And we have a Tom Petty classic to go out to.
That's right. 4-5. That's the end of the day. Take
that news. That's right. Shape 4-5. Lord Tisma.
I was flying. anything was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
Turn that off. It's set up so when my phone rings, my iPad also rings. And no one needs that. Oh, this goes down to one lane.
She said everything you say is a lie. I text you and you never reply. Sometimes I wish I would've been with a regular guy. All these years and you go streaming y'all like that. Like a puppet in your pedal when you know I'm a snap. You don't understand the power that you had to affect me. Could use it for good, but you rather neglect me. You keep pulling me back like a Chinese finger trap. I try to let go, but you just won't let me. I guess that she could sense the sex in the morning. Judging by the way she kept texting and calling. Phone blowing up, you say you never ignore me. She found a rubber in the crib, she got the evidence on me. Damn, and that's my fault, I made mistakes, G. I knew you was crazy, but not this crazy. And still I opened the door, I should have known better. But who'd have ever thought you'd be the wifey and a home wrecker?
All right, I'm here. Have a good day. I'll see you later. Take care and all that stuff.